Today's daf is Makos daf Yud Ches. We left off in daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Basically, the bulk of yesterday's daf, and certainly the second half of Amud Aleph and the rest of and the entire Amud Beis, was dedicated to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon taught in a Braisa, where he darshened an entire pasuk backwards. And he tried to show all the different isurim of eating karbanos, various karbanos, outside of the choma, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, different situations. Lefnei Zrika, karbanola eating at all, right? All the different karbanos. And we then took apart the Braisa and Amud Beis, where Rava said, even though Rabbi Shimon is wrong, someone whose mother, who's a woman who can give birth to a child like Rabbi Shimon, should give birth. Someone who can't give birth to a child like Rabbi Shimon should not give birth. But Rava tried to demonstrate that Rabbi Shimon was wrong, because all of the Kal V'Chomers that his drasha was based on are actually not valid Kal V'Chomers. They actually don't work as a real Kal V'Chomer. So we are holding right now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before the end of the page, 6 lines before the end of the page, on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "V'chimasir min adin, can you really give an ashara for Malkus based on a Kal V'Chomer?" Meaning the Rabbi Shimon's whole premise, the whole way he darshan the pasuk, was based on, well, you can't tell me that it's talking about the Isser of Chutz L'Chomer, because we already know that as a Kal V'Chomer, everything was a Kal V'Chomer, that it was all based on, we only were able to build up on the Isurim based on a Kal V'Chomer. So can you really have V'chimasir min adin? Can you really do that? Even if you hold that you can give an onesh min adin, but the azhara for malchus cannot be given min adin based on the kal v'chomer. If you look at Rashi, v'chimasir min adin de ka'amar im liochol chutz l'choma kal v'chomer m'meiser. Rabbi Shimon kept on saying that if it's talking about eating it outside of the choma, well, that we already know is a kal v'chomer from Eiser Sheni, that all of these different karbanos, the ola and the shlam and the yasham and the chatas, they're all more chomer than Eiser Sheni. And Meister Sheni can't call Chutz L'Choma, so Kav L'Choma, all these other things can't call Chutz L'Choma. V'suim l'fnei Zrika, Kav L'Choma mitoda. And we said also that if it's coming to tell me about an Isser before Zrika's Dam, we know that from a Kav L'Choma from Toda. Maybe each of the isurim mentioned in the pasuk are all about chutz l'choma, and that which you say, no, they can't all be about chutz l'choma, because we would know that as a kal v'choma from Eiser Sheni. No, ain masir min adin, vein kam imein oinyan. You're not going to say a kal v'choma because you can't give an asar min adin. So you can't then apply imein oinyan, which is what the whole drasha was based on, that if it's not coming to teach me the kal v'choma, if it's not going to teach me the din, I can learn from a kal v'chomer. So imenu inyil kan, tenei inyil whatever. So it must be coming to teach me a different din. Now, that whole level of limud is invalid because you can't learn the asara from a kal v'chomer. So says the Gemara, isur bi alma. Who says we're learning an asara from Malkus? Maybe all he's telling me is an isura bialma. It's just learning from a kal v'chomer that something is asir. That for sure you could do. An asara from Malkus you can't learn from a kal v'chomer. But dinim, halacha, mutar asir, that you can certainly learn from a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is one of the Yud Gimel Yiddish HaTorah and Rashi's Bahen. So it certainly works. If you look at Rashi, isura bialma, haidu kamaisi b'kulu asara b'kal v'chomer, isura bialma kamar, v'lo l'malkus. It's not an asara l'malkus that we're learning. It's just an asara to tell me that something is in fact aser. Frak the Gemara of Amarava Zarsha Achel Mina Ola Lefnei Zrika Chutz L'Choma Rabbi Shimon Lo Kachamesh. So, but Frak the Gemara, how can you say that it's only coming to tell me about Isurim, but not that it's an Asara for Malkus? Rava told me that if you have a case of a Zar, a non-Kohen, eats a carbon ola. Keep in mind, carbon ola is something that nobody's allowed to eat. Even if you're a Kohen, you're not allowed to eat it. A non-Kohen eats a carbon ola before the Zrikas Dam. Even if it wasn't a carbon ola and the guy was a Kohen, you're not allowed to eat the carbon before the Zrikas Dam. Chutz L'Choma, and he eats it outside of Yerushalayim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you violated all the Yisurim mentioned in the Pasuk, and therefore you get 5 Malkios. So it sounds like that the Pasuk is not just coming to teach me what's Aser, it's coming to teach me where you get Malkus for. It's 5 Malkios. So the Gemara answers, Chamisha Yisurin Havu. No, it doesn't really mean 5 Malkios, it means 5 Yisurim. What was the Gemara all along assumed, Rabbi Shimon kept on, did Rabbi Shimon use the word Malkus in his original Limud? The Rabbi Shimon originally. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Ma bazal lam dein miyachol chutz l'chamal kavur chamal ma'aser. Hello, ba kasev l'chol b'tadu b'shol b'fezrika shu loke. Throughout the entire brisa, every other line, he kept on saying shu loke, shu loke. So what's the Gemara being mechadish with this kash over here? Why don't you just go back to Rabbi Shimon and say, how can you tell me it's only about isurim? He kept on using the word loke. He kept on saying you get malchus. So how are we being mechadish anything by saying, oh look, Rava says that according to Rabbi Shimon you get malchus. Forget Rava. Rabbi Shimon says according to Rabbi Shimon you get malchus. So that's what some of the Rishonim, I think the Ritva explains, that the Gemara's hafamina was that sometimes Tanaim use language that's not always the most precise language. It's not always the clearest language. The style that the Tanaim had was that they bedafka used language that was a little bit more vague, and they still relied on memory. You have to realize, right after they decided to write down Neslas Hashem, that they're going to write down Torah Shebal Peh, they still relied largely on Bal Peh, and they would use language that was either just easier to remember, or language that fit in with as a piece in a puzzle with other things that they were trying to memorize. But the language wasn't always precise, so the precision of the language wasn't always perfect in terms of Tanaim, and that's why we have brisos that expand on Mishnayos, and then the Gemara expands on the brisos to make things clear for us. So the Gemara was saying, yeah, I understand that Rabbi Shimon used the word loka and he doesn't really mean it, but what about Rava? Rava was an Amora. Rava should have used more precise language. So the Gemara's question was, if Rava says loke, he must really mean loke. If he says you get five malchios, he must really mean it. So the Gemara says, nah, sometimes the Amoraim weren't so precise either. Rava also only meant five Yisurim. If you look at Rashi, Zar Shachol Min Ha'Ola, Dafka Zarka Amar. It has to be a non-Kohen that we're talking about. Vavagav de Kohen Lagabe Ola Zarhu. Even though in a Chinami, a Kohen is also not allowed to eat from a Karban Ola. He's like a non-Kohen when it comes to a Karban Ola. Hachazar Dafka Kamer, but over here we have to be talking about a non-Kohen. Di Kohen Batzalei Chad Lav. Because if it were about a Kohen, there wouldn't be five Lav, and there would only be four Lav that are being violated. Da Chamish Kamer, because what are the five that you violate when you're a non-Kohen eating Karbonola outside of the Choma, right before the Zrikas Stam? What are the five Lav? Chad Mishum Chutz L'Choma, Dasi B'Kal V'Chor M'Meiser. One is for eating Karbon outside of the Choma, which we know as Aser based on the Kal V'Chomer from Meiser, the even Meiser Shein, you're not allowed to eat outside of the Chomer's Yerushalayim. V'chad mishum l'fnei zrika, dasi b'kal v'chomer mitadu shlamim. One to tell me that for one nisr of eating the carbon before the zrika sadam, which we know is a Kal V'Chomer, that even told in shlamim, you're not allowed to eat before the zrika sadam. So Kal V'Chomer for kachim. V'chad mishum zar gomor, and one for being a zar, Afiliachar Zrika, that there is a general iser of eating a karban even after Zrika if you happen to not be a Kohen. So that's one of the five on the list. If the guy were a Kohen, granted he'd be violating the other four, but that one he wouldn't be violating. Dasi b'kal v'chor mi'b'chor, v'kolshken l'fnei Zrika. V'chad mishum ochel chutz l'klayim, dasi b'kal v'chor mi'chatos. Want to teach me eating outside of the klayim, outside of the mikdash itself, which we learn from a kal v'chomer from chatos v'asham, and v'chad mishum ochel ola, and one stam for eating Karbonola. Vafilu Kohen, even if you're a Kohen and you're Betocha Klaim, and obviously if you're a Zar and you're Chutzla Klaim and you're Chutzla Chama, so those are your five Malkios. But the third of the five doesn't work for a Kohen. That's why the Gemara, Dafka, says that it's a Zar that eats the Karbonola outside the Chama before the Zrikas Dam. Now, don't we have a general Isser, a general concept rather, of Ein Isser Chalal Isser? We generally have a concept in all of Shas that one Isser can't be Chal on another Isser, so shouldn't you not be getting five Malkios or five Isserim over here? Once something is Asser, it's already a Cheftzadi Isura, so it can't become another Shem Isser, can't be Chal on it. It already has a Shem Cheftzashal Isser. So shouldn't we apply Ein Isser Chalal Isser over here? So as the Ritva says, we know that there are several exceptions to the rule of Ein Isser Chal Isser. If it's Isser Mosif, Isser Kolel, right? If the second Isser is adding something that the first Isser didn't have, it's adding an element that the first Isser didn't have, or if it includes more, it's more inclusive than the first Isser. So we say Isser Chal Isser, but there's another exception, and that is Isser Basachas. If all the Isserim were Chal at the same time, so you're not going to say Ein Isser Chal Isser, because the whole idea of Ein Isser chal isur is once you already have a shem isur, a second shem isur can't be chal after you already have a first shem isur. But if they're both coming at the same time, so which shem isur are you going to label this item with? Obviously, you can't pick one over the other, so it's just going to remain asur. The whole thing is going to be asur. So he says it could be that we're talking about a case where you have this basar of the karban that was already outside the chalma, outside the klaim, obviously, and outside the chalma, and then the person who was going to eat it became a gadol, became bar mitzvah. Because if he became bar mitzvah before, we're talking about a zar, so it was already asur for him right away. It's a karban, so it's asur for him right away. Plus, it's karbanola, so it's all, everything was asur for him right away. And then you bring your chutz l'chama. How's the isur chutz l'chama going to be chal after when all the other isurim are already in place? So you have to say that when it was chutz l'chama, that's when everything was chal at the same time. When he became when he became a gadol. That's how the Ritva tries to get around the issue of ein isur chal l'isur. Frak the Gemara, so we want to say that all these five Yisurim that we mentioned in the Mishnah, I'm sorry, that Rabbi Shimon mentions, are not Malkus Yisurim, they're just Yisurim. Frak the Gemara v'anan t'nan eluena lokin, but our Mishnah gives amongst the list of things for which you get Malkus. Bikurim va'ochel kache kachem chutz l'klayim, it mentions eating kache kachem chutz l'klayim as one of the things you get Malkus for, so don't tell me it's just an Isser. It's really Malkus, it's not just an Isser. So answers the Gemara, ela kray yisir. So you have to say that it's an extra pasuk. If you look at Rashi, Haikrad lo sucha lechal de kamani lekulu begavei, this pasuk of lo sucha lechal, which mentions all of these five isurim, is an extra pasuk. Demichtik sivla elminei, it already said previously vavesim shama the kulu b'haikrak sivi lichtov basrei lo sucha lechal b'sharecha imal chutz lechama balahazir v'lav shebichlalos lo havi. So since the pasuk is extra, therefore it can be used to teach me a lav for malchus for each of these yisurim, and don't call it a lav shebichlalos because it's only one lashon of losaseh in the entire pasuk referring to five separate yisurim, because the lashon of losaseh goes on each and every one of them. Ve'chidami lav shebichlalos. What would be a real example of lav shebichlalos? Kigon lo sochal kiim tzli eish, ugon mikol asher yasim yigef nayayin. And when it says lo sochal kiim tzli eish, let's say Korban Pesach, you're only allowed to eat when it's roasted, so therefore you're not allowed to eat it when it's cooked, or any other, microwaved, or any other type of possible way that you could that you might be able to make it edible, right? So all of those Yisurim are in Isra Kolel, because it's all mentioned in that one Lashon of Lo Sochal Ki Infliation. That's an Isra Kolel. But when the Torah says, don't do A, B, C, or D, even though it only says don't once, lo suchal once, but it lists off all the separate Yisurim, that's not an Isur Kolel, that's actually four or five separate Yisurim when it lists off all of the Yisurim. So in this case, we are not dealing with an Isur Kolel. Michti Ksiv, Pasuk already says, now, the exact pasuk that it's quoting is a little bit difficult because the way the Gemara says "Ve'avesa Hashem yachat l'tzni Hashem elokecha b'makom." So on the side in the Masoras Shas, he says you have to change it to "Ve'avesem Shama v'yachaltem Sham l'tzni Hashem elokechem." It's because there's no pasuk that says the way the Gemara quotes, right? The pasuk that it's referring to is Dvarim Perek Yud Beis Pesukim Vav and Zayin "Ve'avesem Shama oloseichem v'zivchechem esmas roseichem v'estrumas yedchem v'nidreichem v'nidvoseichem v'chorus. You should bring there all of your karbanos. And you should eat your karbanos there in front of Hashem. That's the pasuk. So lichtav rachmana lo suchal li ochlam. So mehadim farish bu rachmana lamali. So all the pasuk has to say, once it lists off all the karbanos and all the different things that you have to eat dafkin yerushalayim, just say lo suchal lachlam, that you're not allowed to eat them outside anywhere else. Why does it have to then say, then list them all again? It has to then list all of the things, all of the Yisurim that we're mentioning, and that Rabbi Shimon learned out, that Rabbi Shimon derived. Why mention all of the different types of Karbanos again? So that must be coming to teach me that there's a separate losase for each and every one of them. That's why the pasuk goes and lists them again. It's a kray yisera. We're just demonstrating the top line of the Gemara that it's a kray yisera. If you look at Rashi, hachir asim madu prusha b'kol chad lamali shmamina liyichudi lavi l'kol chad v'chad hilu chazer v'kasel b'kol echad lav d'chutz l'choma. It's as if it rewrote by each and every one of these surim the lav, the lo saseh of vini chutz l'choma. V'kim deinu inyin lo, t'nei inyin l'davar acher. And then you start applying Rabbi Shimon's drashas. You don't need it to tell me the lav of chutz l'choma, so it must be coming to teach me for something else. It must be coming to teach me the davar acher. The Mahavi love ba'anpei nafshei to make it a its own individual love. The Bach adds in hilchach bebikurim laochel ad shelo kara leyan asa vino kol chad v'chad lemilsei asa. So by bikurim, it's coming to tell me the losa say of eating before you did the kriya of the parsha, and for each of the other isurim that we mentioned, that Rabbi Shimon mentions, comes to tell me its own unique individual isur depending on which isur Rabbi Shimon was talking about. Fine. Period. Gufa. Amar Rava. Zar sha'achol mina olu l'fnei zrika chutz l'chama l'Rabbi Shimon lo kachamesh. We had just mentioned the statement of Rava that if a zar eats from a carbon ola before the zrika stam outside of Yerushalayim, so Rabbi Shimon would hold to get 5 malchios. So affect the Gemara is now going to have a series of questions where the Gemara says, really only 5? Shouldn't it be more than 5? So the Gemara is going to have, I think, 4 different suggestions of other Isurim, other Malkios that you should get. So number 1, says Gemara, V'lukli nami mishom v'zor lo yochal kikod Hashem. What about the Isur, the Pasuk in the Torah, v'zor lo yochal kikod Hashem, right? It says that the Zor is not allowed to eat Kodesh, so shouldn't that be an Isur also? So says Gemara, hani mili hechad l'kohanim chazi, hachal l'kohanim nami lo chazi. That Isur is dafka an Isur for things that a Kohen is allowed to eat. In those items that a Kohen is allowed to eat, there's a separate Isur for a Zor to partake of. But again, our case was a Karban Ola. Karban Ola, even a Kohen, is not allowed to eat. So since we're talking about something that a Kohen can't eat anyway, so therefore it's not going to be included in that Isser. Says Gemara, okay, but we have another idea, another possible Isser that might be violated when it's a Zar that eats a Karban Ola outside of Yerushalayim. V'lilki nami mishum u'basar basar d'treifel osachlu. A general listener tells us that meat sometimes has boundaries with past which it can't go. And if it goes past those boundaries, it becomes aser. So shouldn't this be an example of such an iser? Because the meat went outside of the choma, so that outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, it went beyond its boundaries. And since it's beyond its boundaries, it's aser to eat the meat. So it's granted, one of the isurim we're talking about is eating outside of the choma, but not derived from this pasuk. So this is another pasuk that should be there to give another malchus to tell me that it's another violation of lo saseh, of eating chutz the choma. If you look at Rashi, kivin shiyatza basar chutz l'mechitzaso ne'asar mi besadi yaseira kadiyek, that the drasha is medayik from the fact that the word besada is extra in the pasuk she'in bo mechitzos kisada she'in bo mechitzos, and what we're being medayik is that the meat was treated as if it were a field that didn't have mechitzos. You didn't limit the meat to the borders, to the natural borders that it should have been limited to. When it went beyond those mechitzos, now it has an iser. So we learn a lot of different things from here. We learn from here, kachim kachim chutz l'klaim, v'ubar shotzias yada b'shash chitas imo. We learn for one, kachim kachim that go outside of the klaim is an iser, because that's outside of the mechitzos. The mechitzos of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan are the mechitzos of kachim kachim. We also learn totally different in. If let's say an animal is pregnant, and so if you shechted a pregnant animal, the baby, it's called Ben Pakua, the baby doesn't require Shechita min HaTorah because it's Niter B'Shechita Simo. The Shechita of the mother works for the baby. What if the mother was in labor already and the baby already stuck an arm outside of its mother, and then you shech the mother? Can you eat that arm that was stuck out? So we darshan from this pasuk that even though the baby's still rosh of verubo inside of the mother, and because of that, the Shechita of the mother certainly does help for the baby. But the arm went chutz l'mechitzaso. and that arm that went chutz l'mechitzaso is going to be nisr d'oraisa, not the rabbanon like the rest of the animal. We still do shchita on ben pakua because of marasayin or whatever else, right? So, but that's only midrabbanon. But the arm is going to be nisr d'oraisa because it went outside of its mechitza, and anything that goes beyond its boundaries that it's not supposed to go beyond is going to be a separate isr. So it's a very broad isr. It's not about bringing kachim in a specific location. It's about anything going beyond its mechitzos. So why don't you get malchus for that? So answers the Gemara, hanimili hechad de bifnim chazi, hachad de bifnim, nami lo chazi. The issue of going chutz mechitzos, of eating something that went beyond its mechitzos, is only by something that had it not gone beyond its mechitzos, you would have been allowed to eat it. It would have been okay. Like by the animal, let's say, that stuck its arm out. Had it not gone chutz mechitzos, it would have stayed in. It would have been nitar b'shechitas ima. It would have been fine with the shechita of the mother. But over here again, we're talking about a carbon ola. Carbon ola can't be eaten anyhow. So it doesn't come to the discussion of going chutz mechitzos. If you look at Tosfos, v'lukli mishum basar b'sod shefel osachelu, frek Tosfos v'kasha, Amaylo amrin and basar b'sada lav shabu cholos. Amrin b'sof perakid anasha tochel basar menachai loka mishum basar b'sada shayakolu kol chisarun mechitza. So since it's such a broad iser anyway, and it covers anything that goes outside of any mechitza, isn't that a lav shabu cholos where you don't get, granted it's an iser, but you don't get malchus on it anyway? Because you don't get malchus on lav shabu cholos on anything that's so inclusive of so many different averos. If you eat basar minachai, it's an isur basar basada, because it includes any chisaron of mechitza. Bein hotzi uber yado chutz li'imo, bein hotzi chutz l'choma. D'maishna mivim tzliyesh t'takshu lav shabu cholos. So Frek tells us, why does the Gemara have to answer that this isur only applies where had it still been inside, you'd be allowed to eat it? We have a much better answer. The reason why we don't mention this as a sixth malchus according to Rabbi Shimon is that it's a lav shabu cholos, so you don't get malchus for a lav shabu cholos. And for Tosfos, Tosfos answers, Yishlomar, Tlo Chashvina Lav Shabachalos, Elikagon Im Tzli'esh, Shekolel Na Umavushal. We would only consider Lav Shabachalos like the example we gave before, where it says that a Karban Pesach can only be eaten roasted, which includes that it can't be eaten Na, and it can't be eaten Mavushal, any other way of preparing it. V'chein kol Shabakodesh Pasol, the Yotzei, V'tamei, Upsulun Acherim Shein Shnei Shemos, where all the different Isurim that are included are actually different from each other. It's a separate Shem Isur. Aval Hacha Shekol Kol Yotzei Levad, V'shem Yotzei Chadehi. But over here, what's it telling me? Anything that goes beyond its mechitza is aser. Now you're right, there are many examples of going beyond the mechitza. An animal, a fetus sticking its arm out is beyond the mechitza, and a carbon going outside, the kachikachim going outside of the klayim is chutz mechitza. But what's the psul? What's the shame iser on all of them? It's all the same shame iser. It's an iser yotze. And if you can sum up all the different isurim in one single word for all those different isurim, then it's not an iser kolok, because it's not separate isurim, it's all one big isur. So it's chadahi, raktavi, pekamadrachim. There are many ways to get to yotzei, but it's all one shem isur. So lo chashav le'lav shebechalos. That would not be called a lav shebechalos. It's a yesod in what the geder, what the definition of lav shebechalos is. Teda, ta lav denoser nafik mi visarafta anoser be'esh, lo yochal, v'hasa minei chazin anoser de todav, anoser de kachim kalim, anoser de kachikachim, lo chashav lav He says the greatest example of this is the Isur of Nosar. Why don't we say that Nosar is a Lav Shabbachalos? Because Nosar refers to leaving over any carbon, leaving over carbon, meat of Kachim Kalim, leaving over meat of Kachikachim, leaving over meat of anything is all included in the same Pasuk of Nosar. Isn't that a Lav Shabbachalos, all these separate Isurim? No, because it's all a shame Nosar. It all fits in one word. You could what's the Isur? The Isur is Nosar. That's not a lav shabachalos. That's what he says. Kenir l'mashiach, l'mari sheyichya. Again, I forget exactly who Mari sheyichya is, but that's who Tosfos keeps quoting throughout the Masechta. Okay, says the Gemara, third possible extra lav that Rabbi Shimon didn't think of. Remember, Rabbi Shimon said you only get five malkios. So two lines from the bottom on Yud Chesam and Aleph. V'lilki nami kid Rabbi Eliezer. Why don't you give another malkus based on Rabbi Eliezer? Dam Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says he darshens the pasuk lo Yochal, Pasuk says, lo yochal ki kodeshem, don't eat it because ki kodeshem, right? So says the Gemara, this is talking about a zar, by the way, right? That a zar lo yochal ki kodeshem, a zar should not eat kachim, kol sheba kodesh pasul, ba kazulitin lo sase alachilaso. Anything that's kodesh pasul, there's a lo sase to eat. Mele, that's a very inclusive, again, broad iser, that anything that is not on your level, that you're not supposed to be eating, so the pasuk has given me an extra lo sase for eating it. So answers the Gemara, no. Hani mi lehecha de kodem psulochazi. That's only if it was ra'ui before it became pasul. So granted, over here becomes we're talking about something that becomes pasul, but over here we're talking about something that wasn't ra'ui to eat anyway, as we kept on saying. Carbon Ola was never meant to be eaten, so it doesn't make a difference that it became pasul by being brought chutz l'klayim, chutz l'choma, wherever you want to bring it. It doesn't matter. Yes, that's a separate iser, but it's not this iser. This iser is only something that was ra'i before you pasuled it, and then became not ra'i for achila once you pasuled it. Carbon Ola was not ra'i for achila to begin with. Over here, before the psul, it wasn't ra'i anyway. Take a look at Tosos. Kol she because there's pasul. But because of litin losa sayal chilaso vim tomar amaylo mishani mishum hachil lalaki tavi lavsha b'chalos the kolal psul the yotze vitame psul nacherim. He says, well, this one fits every example of lavsha b'chalos. This fits the definition of lavsha b'chalos. An amar aluf, we said that it can only be called the lavsha b'chalos if the shame iser is not the same for all the different lavim that we're deriving from the same pasuk, for all the different averos that we're deriving from the same pasuk. So no saran, a variety of different things is not a lav shabachlalos. Yotze is not a lav shabachlalos. But over here, it's not about yotze, it's about pasul. Now, every different types of psulim are definitely different shemos yisurim. Pasul means a psul yotze, psul tamei. How does something become pasul? It becomes pasul if it goes beyond its boundaries. That's one way. If it becomes tamei, it becomes pasul. Sometimes there are a variety of ways that something chutz zmano goes beyond zman by nosar. That's a way of making pasul. Those are all separate shemos yisurim. Those do not all fit into one shem iser. Pasul isn't an iser. Pasul just is a description of a wide variety of dozens of Isurim in the Torah. Says Tosos Yeshlomer to the Pirush Hakunchus to El Nicha the Pirush to Locha the Kamar Einu Rotz Lomar Kiim Iser Bi Alma. Says according to Rashi, it works out well because Rashi said that when we say Loka, we really are only trying to suggest that it should be an Iser, not that you should get Malkus for all these things. Mishum Hachi Parach Nihidel Malkus Lohavi Mishum Lav Shabachalos. So then you understand the Gemara is asking very well that granted, we're not suggesting that you should get Malkus. All we're suggesting is that because we know you're not going to get Malkus Lav Shabachalos, but Mikal Malkum Isura Miha Ika, at least let it be an Iser, let it be included in the Iser. Vililki Dekamar Lav Davka. And when it keeps on using the word Malkus in the Gemara, every time the Gemara suggests another Iser, it uses the word Vililki, why don't you get Malkus? It doesn't really mean Malkus, it just means another Iser. Avalapirish read Dela'el Kasha, but according to the Pshat that Tosos had earlier, it's difficult to Pirish to Loka Davka Kamar, because Tosos kept on saying that loka means dafka, that loka really means malchus, kedi pirashti, im ken velilti dekamar hacha, dafka ka'amar. So that was all one long question, right? Tos is now back on his original question. How can the Gemara suggest you get Malkus for this Isra of Kol Shabbat Kodesh Pasul? Isn't it, after all, Lav Shabbat Cholos and includes all different kinds of Psulim? So v'yishlam ardeina chinami, ha'yachol l'shnuyei. You know what? The Gemara could have answered that. The Gemara could have said, you're not going to get Malkus over here because it's a Lav Shabbat Cholos. Aval adifa minei mishani, but the Gemara had a better answer. So lomari klal mizar because anyway, the pasuk isn't talking about our situation of a zar that eats a carbon chatas before the zrikas dam. That because he's going to be pater from this iser anyway. That was only to tell me about an Isser and not Malchus, because the Tzar is going to be Pater for eating Chatas Lefnei Zrika, because Eino Chinami, his whole Isser is all within the Lav Shel Bechlalos. So when we say that a Tzar that eats the Chatas before Zrika, that only meant Isser. It didn't really mean, that line didn't really mean Malchus. So Eino Chinami, the Gemara could have given a different answer. The Gemara feels it has a better answer, though, because instead of saying Lav Shel Bechlalos, the Gemara has a way of saying that he's not included in the Isser to begin with. It's not even an Isser to begin. Fine. So says the Gemara, a fourth suggestion now of an extra Malchus that we could give this person who eats, who's a czar, who eats the carbonola, chutz l'choma, right, before the Zrikas Dam. We have another suggestion of, a fourth suggestion of what the sixth Malchus should be. V'lilki nami ki idach to Rabbi Eliezer. Why don't we give a Malchus based on another statement of Rabbi Eliezer? D'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer amar kol shu b'kalil tiyeh, litein lo saseh ala chilaso. That the pasuk b'kalil tiyeh, kol minchas koin, kalil tiyeh, lo saseh el, that the minchas koin should be totally burnt and should not be eaten, comes to tell me that there's a separate losa say for eating it. So says Gemara in a chinami v'rav mehay kraka amar. So finally the Gemara says, you know what, you're right. That's also a separate malchus. You get six malchios. When Rav said that according to Rabbi Shimon, a czar who eats a carbonola before the zrikas dam outside of the chumah gets five malchios, he meant five malchios from the same pasuk, from that long pasuk that Rabbi Shimon darshened backwards. That's what he meant. Five malchios, all from that pasuk. Because as we said, that pasuk was one lashon of los hasei, but it was actually five separate isurim, and therefore five separate malchios. But in a chinami, it could be in violation of other chiyuvei malchus as well. So the fourth one, we finally relent, and we finally say, you know what? Maybe there is a sixth malchus. Now, once we say that, l'chora, we could go back and we wouldn't have to rely on the earlier answers, but the earlier answers are true. So we do rely on them, right? That's the style of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't just give that answer to begin with, even though it's true that we only meant mehaikra, because then one is liable to think that if someone actually does this affair, you get nine malchios, because we would think that all four suggestions are actually viable, and you would actually get nine malchios. That's why the Gemara goes through the whole conversation and shows you that no, for many of the suggestions, you don't actually get malchios because of whatever reason, lav shebechalos or whatever. Whatever other reasons, because it was puzzle anyway beforehand, but now we're saying that mehay kraka amar, fine. Amar of Gidol Amarav. Kohen sha'achal mechatos v'ashem v'fnei zrika loka. Kohen who eats karbon chatos, karbon ashem, before the zrika's dam, is going to get malchus. My time, why does a kohen who eats before the zrika's dam, why does he get malchus? Damar kra, v'achal osam asher kufar behem. Pasuk says, "Va'achlo some asher kupar behem l'malei yasiyadim l'kadesh osam v'zol lo yochal ki kodeshem." Fine. La'achar kapara in lefnei kapara lo. Dafka the phrase asher kupar behem. After kapara has already been achieved, that's when the kohen is allowed to eat from the chatos and the asham. Before kapara has been achieved, the kohen is not allowed to eat from the chatos and the asham. Lav abam l'chal asei, lav hu. And we're assuming that a lav abam l'chal asei has the status of a lav, because it never has a lashon of yishamer pen al or lo anywhere in that pasuk. All it tells you is what you're supposed to do. It says, yes, eat it after the kapara. We derive from the fact that it says, eat it after the kapara, that you're not allowed to eat it before the kapara. But that is only a lav abam l'chal asei. So we're assuming that that has a status of a los asei, and therefore you're going to get malchus, enough to get malchus for. Masav Rava, says Rava Kasha, wait a second, v'chal behema, mafrasas parsav, shasas, shtei parsas, malas, geira, behema, osa, tochelu. The pasuk goes and tells us, what are kosher animals? So kosher animals, I mean, that's mafrasas parsas, shasas, shasa, right? That's what you're allowed to eat. Osa, tochelu, ve'in behema, cheres, tochelu. So that's also beloshon asay, but we could derive from there los asay, that yes, those animals you're allowed to eat, any other animals, you cannot eat. But if you're going to say that a lav habal mechal asay is anyway a los asay, and you already derive an isur malchus from it, why then does the very next pasuk have to say, achazeh lo sochlu? But I'll tell you what you're not allowed to eat. Mimali ager mafrisa parsa shesua sa gomel vesar neves vesar shafan right kimali gerei mafarsa lo frisu tmei mayulachem. Pasuk has to go and tell me things that don't have split hooves, and it lists them off. Oh, because these don't have split hooves, therefore you're not allowed to eat them. What do you mean? Why do you have to go and tell me that if it's already included in the previous pasuk? Lava b'machal say that it's already losa say. Eli itmar hachi itmar. So rather, what it means to be saying is as follows: Zamrav gidulam rav zor shachol mechatos ve'ashol lefnei zrika potter. Not that you get malchus if you're a zar shachol chatos v'nei zrika. You're potter from malchus for if you're a zar that eats a carbon chatos l'fnei zrika. But keep in mind, the original statement was a kohen shachol chatos v'ashem l'fnei zrika. Now we're talking about a zar shachol chatos v'ashem l'fnei zrika. My time, why are you potter? Damakra v'achlosam asher kupar behem. Kal hecha de karin bei v'achluosam asher kupar behem. Karin bei v'zar lo yachol kodesh. Wherever you would have something, the substance in question, the item in question, is something that the Kohen would be allowed to eat from, then we say Zar lo yochal ki kodesh. That's where there's an iser for a Zar to eat from. But wherever you have a situation where the Kohen wouldn't be allowed to eat it either, because the kapara has not yet been achieved, then a Zar is not allowed to eat it. But it's not coming to teach me that the Kohen gets malchus for eating before the kapara. The Kohen would not get malchus simply because it's not a los ase, it's an isra se. But we do learn from there that since the Kohen isn't allowed to eat it, the isra for the Zar does not yet kick in either. Fine, period. Now, as an introduction to the rest of the Amud, it's important to take a look at Rashi. Rashi, it's if you have the highlighted Dibra Maskels, which probably most of us do, it's in the Dibra Maskel Karina Bevezolo Yochel, five lines down into that, about seven, 8 lines after the lines get skinny in Rashi. So Rashi says that Bikurim Lefnei Achag B'nei Kriyaninu. If one brings his first fruits to Yerushalayim before Sukkot, so then you do the Kriya of Parshas Bikurim. This is just introductory background information necessary to understand the upcoming Gemara. So it's not really part of the previous Dibur Maskel, it's its own separate thing. Bikurim before Sukkot is B'nei Kriyaninu. You would read the Parsha of Bikurim when you bring the Bikurim. La'achra Chag, after Sukkot, lav B'nei Kriyaninu. Tichsiv Basar Kriya v'samacht b'kalatov. That it says after the kriya v'samachta b'kol hatov, so after the chag it's already too late. Me'atzeres v'yad hachag shuzman simchas l'kitas peros mevi v'korei, and we dash from there that from Shavuos until Sukkot, which is the time that people generally harvest their fruits, so that's when you're mevi v'korei. But minachag v'yad Chanukah mevi v'yenu korei. But between Sukkot and Chanukah, yes, you're still chayiv to bring the bikurim that you haven't brought, that you neglected to bring until that point, but you don't do the kriya. You're not korei the parsha of bikurim. So Amar Rabbi Lazar says the Gemara. Now back in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Bikurim hanacha ma'akev esben, kriya ein ma'akev esben. When it comes to Bikurim, the placement of the Bikurim by the Mizbeach is ma'akev. If you don't do that, you didn't do the mitzvah, but the kriya is not ma'akev. So, frak the Gemara, miyam Rabbi Lazar hachi. Does Rabbi Lazar really say that? V'ham Rabbi Lazar, amar Rabbi Hoshia, hifrish Bikurim kodim l'chag, vavra le'en achag, yirkavu, that if a person set aside his Bikurim before Sukkot, and then Sukkot passed, so Rabbi Lazar should have been saying, you do bring it, you just aren't korei, right? Because it's not ma'akev to not be korei. But it's not what he says. He says, if then overlay an achag, yirkavu, let it rot. Now it's too late. You're never going to be able to eat it. There's nothing you're going to be able to do. So my lav mishum delomatsu the mikriya lehem, isn't the problem that you can't do the kriya? And once you can't do the kriya, it's ma'akev the whole thing, and therefore you're not going to be able to eat it. V'yisal kadaitach kriya in ma'akev esbehen, amay yirkavu. But if you're going to say that kriya is not ma'akev anyway, so why should you let it rot? Answers the Gemara, Kid Rabbi Zeira. Dam Rabbi Zeira, Kala Roy Labilain Bil Malakevispo, Kol Shain Roy Labilabil Malakevispo. Right, a concept we've had several times. That sometimes something is not ma'akev, doing a particular mitzvah in the proper way is not ma'akev, the whole hechsher, the whole kashrus of the action, but you at least need to be able to do it. You at least need the potential to do it. So the example we always give is Bila. The Gemara always gives is Bila, that when you bring Karban Mincha, you don't need to actually mix all the flour and oil and make sure it gets absorbed, all the oil gets absorbed into the flour properly and evenly, but you need a distribution, an amount, a volume of oil and flour that it would be able to be absorbed totally and get all the flour. If you have too much flour and not enough oil, then where you wouldn't even be able to do the bila, then it's going to passel the whole Karban Mincha. So over here as well, you don't actually need to do the kriya, but you at least need to bring the bikurim at a time where you could do the kriya, and once Sukkot passes, it's already too late. You're no longer longer able to do the kriya. So that's kolarei lebila in bilama kevespo. So machlokas in the rishonim exactly what the svara of kolarei lebila in bilama kevespo is. This is very nogel lemaisa kolarei lebila. We use this all the time. Whenever a woman goes to the mikvah, the halacha is she has to make sure there are no chatzitzos in her mouth before she goes to the mikvah. She brushes her teeth before going to the mikvah. Yet if we were to ask our wives, they would tell us they do not open their mouths in the mikvah. They don't get water in their mouths in the mikvah. Why not? If there can't be chatzisa, doesn't water have to get there? So that's the answer, that when it comes to a beis hastarim, when it comes to parts of the body that are not always visible, so kolarei lebila, you need it to be ro'oi for bias mayim, but you don't actually need the bias mayim itself. So the way the Rashbam in Maseches Bava Basra explains this is that, let's say by the Kabar Mincha, is that it's simply not the ingredients for the mitzvah. You don't have the Chefza Shel Mitzvah. The Chefza Shel Mitzvah, the Torah says by the Kabar Mincha, is to bring X amount of flour, X amount of oil. So it's not about whether you did the Bila, didn't do the Bila. It's not what it's about. You don't have the Chefza Shel Mitzvah. It's like bringing an apple for your Esrog. It's simply not the right item. That works for the explanation of a Kabar Mincha. It doesn't really work so much for the explanation of all the other examples. Like the Kriyas HaBikurim, when it's not Chefza Shel Mitzvah. It's about whether you did the Kriya or not. The Bikurim are still Bikurim. So for that, you rely probably on the Shagas Aryeh's explanation. Shagas Aryeh says that the explanation of Kolarei Lebila is that we have a concept certainly called Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, the best way to do a mitzvah. Then we have a concept called Mitzvah Sheino Min HaMuvchar. You're doing a mitzvah, but it's not Min HaMuvchar. And then below that, you have a mitzvah that's so Shalom Min HaMuvchar, you've stripped it so much of all of its beauty that as Rav Shechti say over it, it dies of malnutrition. The mitzvah has nothing left to it. It's been totally stripped of everything. So if you actually do the bila, right, so that's mitzvah min hamuvchar. That's the greatest. If you don't do the bila, but it's at least roi lebila, so okay, it's a mitzvah shalom min hamuvchar. Like by the kriyas bikurim, you bring it, but you don't do the kriya, mitzvah shalom min hamuvchar. But if you bring it in a way that you're not even able to do the kriyas bikurim, it's so shalom min hamuvchar, it completely dies of malnutrition. The difficulty with that explanation is try to fit that into tefillah. Is that to suggest that a woman has a mitzvah min hamuvchar to open her mouth by the tefillah? Very hard to say. It doesn't fit tefillah. Tefillah is a matir. It's not even a mitzvah. By a matir, there's no such thing as a matir min hamuvchar. Mitzvah makes sense to me, mitzvah min hamuvchar. But a matir min hamuvchar doesn't make sense. Is it mutter or is it not mutter? Is she Torah lebaila or not Torah lebaila? There's no min hamuvchar way of being Torah lebaila. Okay. Rav Acha bar Yaakov matzin l'kad Rabbi Yasi, yom Rabbi Yochanan, v'kash leid Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan. He asked the following stira of Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Yochanan. Miyom Rabbi Yochanan bikurma nachum ha'akevis ben, kriya ein ma'akevis ben. Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that the hanacha is ma'akev, but the kriya is not ma'akev? But didn't Rabbi Yasi ask Rabbi Yochanan once, Bikurim e'imasai mutar l'kohanim, at what stage do Bikurim become mutar l'kohanim? V'armilei haru'in l'kriya mishakara alayhen. Those Bikurim that are ro'i for kriya, meaning between atzeres and chag, they become mutar b'achila when you read v'shein ru'in l'kriya misharo p'nei abayis. But if it's after the chag and it's not ro'i l'kriya, then as soon as they're ro'i p'nei abayis, they become mutar. So kasha kriya, kriya, kasha anacha, anacha. So it's a double stira, right? It sounds like the kriya is definitely not ma'akev. So how could you say that the Rabbi Yochanan holds the hanacha is ma'akev and the kriya is not ma'akev? The hanacha is not ma'akev and the kriya is and the kriya is ma'akev when it's royal kriya. So says Amar kriya kriya lo kasha. Harabi Shimon or Rabbanon. The stira by kriya is not a kasha. One is a reflection of the shita of Rabbi Shimon. One is a reflection of the shita of the Rabbanon. Hanacha hanacha nami lo kasha. Harabi Yehuda v'harabbanon. That it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, the hanacha is not ma'akev, and according to the Rabbanon, the hanacha is ma'akev. It has a different drasha from the pasuk. Okay, Ezra, we'll go over that point tomorrow and start from there. Some important tells us over here also.